Now, the Prime Minister will today unveil a new $5 billion package to help farmers prepare for droughts. The federal government will initially commit $3.9 billion. That'll reach $5 billion by 2028. But only $100 million will be available each year from 2020. And, of course, legislation to create the fund will have to pass the Parliament first. This all comes as political and agricultural leaders from across the country meet for the National Drought Summit being held in Canberra today. The Federal Greens will move to test the Coalition's control of Parliament with a bill to create a National Anti-Corruption Commission. The Coalition looks likely to lose its majority in the House of Representatives, with independent MP Karen Phelps claiming victory in the Wentworth by-election. Federal Labor has promised to establish an anti-corruption body if it wins government, and crossbench MPs have all indicated they would support one. A New York City police bomb squad has removed a suspicious package from a Manhattan restaurant owned by actor Robert De Niro. This is the latest in a string of suspect packages sent to senior figures and supporters of the Democrats, including former Vice President Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Hillary Clinton. Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor has said the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at its consulate in Istanbul was premeditated. Saudi Arabia's state broadcaster says the information came from the joint Saudi-Turkish task force that's investigating the death. This all comes amid reports that CIA director Gina Haspel made a secret trip to Turkey where she heard an audio recording purportedly of Mr. Khashoggi's murder.